in the ballet. I'm one of those what you call nutcracker fanatics. I love to hear it everywhere I go, on television, department stores. Whenever I hear the Nutcracker, I want to start dancing in it. And it just takes me back from when I was a child, because I just valued those performances I had. I was a child in New York City Ballet's production, which is Balanchine's, and I was 9 years old, and I did a girl in the party scene, and it was so exciting for me. I just loved it. The Nutcracker is a beautiful story. It's a story of a girl receiving a nutcracker on Christmas Eve at her parents' party, and then there's a series of events that happen after that. Her uncle Drosselmeyer is also a clockmaker, but he's also a magician, and he sort of does a story that the nutcracker comes to life, defeats an evil mouse king that wants to kill her. And then she enters into the land of dolls, where all her favorite dolls come to life. She is with the Nutcracker watching, but what she is seeing is her favorite doll, Marie, is dancing with a prince that looks like the Nutcracker. In the end of the story, it happens that she wakes up. And we see in the corner sort of a vision of her uncle Drosselmeyer with the Nutcracker whispering to him. And then we wonder, was that just a dream or did it really happen? Many people say, oh, don't you get tired of the Nutcracker? But I don't think you can ever get tired of the Nutcracker, because it's not only a wonderful tradition, but the music is so beautiful and it represents an incredible story. And it just has so many images that you take home with you every time you see it.